KWFN and KWFN HD1 San Diego. It's time to take a trip around San Diego high schools and get the inside track on what's happening with their football programs. It's the High School Football Hour with John Quintero, brought to you by Lolita's, San Diego's best Mexican food since 1984. Now huddle up. Here's the coach, John Quintero, on 97.3 The Fan.
Well, getting ready for week 8 of the high school football season. Good evening and welcome to 97.3 The Fan, the High School Football Hour. Coach John Quintero with you, and I'll be joined a little bit later on in the program by my cohort, Braden Suprenant. We'll break down the top 10. We'll take a look at games not only inside the top 10, but outside the top 10. We got some great matchups tomorrow night. We got a great show planned for you. And right off the bat, I want to tell you about a little something we have on our website and on our Facebook page. And again, what we do prior to the show, we do about 8:45, we go on our Facebook page, 97.3 The Fan, the Facebook page, and we do kind of a pre-show, talk a little bit about what we got coming up on the show. And then after the show, we do a post, a Facebook post as well. So when we go off the air at 10 o'clock tonight, you can join Braden and I. We'll be on live. And if you got questions for us, we'd love to take questions. So don't be afraid to maybe give us a question during our Facebook post prior or at the end of the show. Also, we've got something on our website right now, 973thefansd.com, 973thefansd.com, or our Facebook page, 973thefan on Facebook. We've got a quiz, and there's four questions. Take the four questions regarding high school football here in San Diego, and you're going to be entered automatically to win four tickets to Disneyland. You'll have an opportunity, along with other 97.3 listeners. We're going to be giving away a bunch of tickets to go to Disneyland, so this will get you qualified. So again, you can go to the website, 973thefansd.com, or just our Facebook page, 973thefan. Take the four-question quiz, and you'll automatically be entered with an opportunity to possibly win four tickets to Disneyland. And I don't know how many of you have been to Disneyland lately. Have you seen the prices it costs to get in there? It'll choke a horse. So make sure you go on our website or our Facebook page and take that four-question quiz. And most of you that have followed high school sports, I think you're going to do pretty well. Okay, we got a great show tonight, but I've got to start the show off tonight on a very, very somber note. Sorry to hear this early this morning about a great guy, a great coach, a guy that meant a lot to a lot of people in this town, Jeff Armstrong, the longtime West Hills basketball coach and girls golf coach. Jeff's been out there since about 1996 coaching boys basketball and working with the golf team. And, you know, he won a lot of games, but he made a really, really big impact on a lot of young people's lives, both male and female, and for, you know, since 1996, been on that West Hills campus. But, you know, he coached around before he ended up at West Hills. He spent time at St. Augustine when he was getting his career going. He spent some time at Granite Hills. His first coaching job actually coming out of Point Loma College after he traveled around playing for the Washington Generals against the Globetrotters. He actually coached at UC San Diego and spent some time in Saudi Arabia coaching, and he was inducted into the Point Loma Nazarene Hall of Fame. Played for Ben Foster, who's just a great guy. Ben Foster actually recruited me out of Torrey Pines High School, and he actually recruited me out of junior college as well. Didn't go there either time he recruited me, but it wasn't because he didn't do a good job of recruiting me. But Jeff Armstrong was inducted in the Point Loma Nazarene Hall of Fame back in 2006, and this really hit a lot of people in San Diego really hard today. He was only 63 years of age. He died of an apparent heart attack. And I just wanted to send out to everyone out there that Jeff Armstrong touched my sincere condolences to his family and to the people out there at West Hills High School and people all over the county that Jeff Armstrong touched in his beautiful life and in his coaching career and his teaching career. So wanted to get that out there right to start the show tonight. We've got a great group of guests tonight. Coming up at 9:15 here, we're going to talk with Joe Kramer, the head football coach out at St. Augustine. First year as the head coach, taking over for Richard Sanchez, who took a job on Rocky Long's staff. Saints are going to host tomorrow night. They're going to host Cathedral Catholic in the Holy Bowl, or the Charity Bowl, as the schools call it. Everybody else calls it the Holy Bowl. We're going to talk with Coach Kramer coming up at 9:15 to find out how his ball club's doing. They're playing good football. They just got one loss to this point. And then a little bit later on, Braden Suprenant's going to stop by. He'll get us this week's Girls Volleyball Top 10. At 9:35, we're going to get the other side of the game tomorrow night. The guy in his 23rd season, believe it or not, 23 years, he's been the head football coach, first at Uni, now at Cathedral, Sean Doyle. He will join us. And I was looking at this today. Sean Doyle is 3 wins away from 200 in his high school career. That is a lot of nights stalking the sidelines, and he's had a great run there, no question about it. You go back just a couple of years ago, they won a state championship, and then last year, boy, you talk about a humbling experience. You win a state championship, and then you end up having a losing season. But right now, Cathedral, after that bump in the road opening night against La Costa, they've just been like bulldozing people. So that's going to be an interesting ball game tomorrow night. So we'll talk with Sean Doyle coming up at 9:35, and then Braden Suprenant will be back in with me. We're going to take a look at the top 10, and we're going to take a look at the other key matchups tomorrow night. Can you believe we're in week 8 already? We're in week 8 of the high school football season. It's getting to that time of year, and now that the weather's changing, it's getting a little bit cooler, it's getting a little bit darker early. Boy, and this is really football season to me. I don't know about you folks out there, but to me, it really feels like football season. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we're going to be joined by the first-year head coach of the St. Augustine Saints, Joe Kramer, Coach John Quintero, the High School Football Hour, every Thursday night, 9 to 10, right here on 97.3 The Fan.
It's the High School Football Hour with John Quintero, brought to you by Lolita's, San Diego's best Mexican food since 1984. Now huddle up. Here's the coach, John Quintero, on 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back. Coach John Quintero with you. Week 8 of the high school football season. Again, we're here each and every Thursday night from 9 to 10, and we're going to get right out to our first guest tonight. Really excited about talking with this gentleman. Got a great background in football. He played in Ohio growing up, played at the University of Indiana. He was a 4-year letter winner there. He was a starter for a couple years on the D-line, and has had a really, really nice football career. Now he's in his first year as a head football coach at the legendary school here in San Diego, St. Augustine. Joe Kramer, nice enough to join us. Joe, welcome, and great to have you tonight.
Coach, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, what's the week of practice when you guys are playing a Cathedral? It's got to be a little bit different than just a typical football game, I would imagine, with the history between these two schools.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Coach. It doesn't take a whole lot of motivating to get the guys hyped up for practice. These guys are just so motivated. It doesn't take anything extra from the coaching staff, but we've done a pretty good job preparing, and we had 3 solid days of practice with a great walkthrough today.
You know, Joe, I got to ask you, you know, looking into your background, I know you grew up in Ohio, and you had a great high school football career. You were All-State, you were a Defensive Player of the Year in your region, and you go to Indiana and have a nice career. How'd you end up in San Diego?
Well, I'm glad you asked. My college career not only was a successful football one, but I met my wife there, Maggie Kramer. She's a water polo player at Indiana, a 4th all-time leading scorer there, and she's from San Diego. So when we graduated, she said, "Do you want to go out there with me?" And I said, "Absolutely." You know, it's either that or go home and live with my parents in Ohio and try to find a job. So I said, "Yeah, let's go." And so we came out here in 2009, and we've been here ever since, and couldn't be happier.
You know, it's kind of interesting. You know, I know Mike Stevens. I've known Mike Stevens and the athletic director there for a long, long time, and I know when Richard Sanchez decided to accept that job at San Diego State on Rocky Long's staff, you know, they opened it up like they normally do, and they had 60 applicants, and I think they interviewed, 6 or 7, and Mike told me that you were a slam dunk. You'd been there for 7 years. The last 5, you'd been a defensive coordinator. later. But, I mean, you just really seem to have a real pull with the kids, and it seemed like the right fit. And a lot of times, you know, going from an assistant to being the head coach isn't all that easy. But it seems, you know, just on what we've seen so far, 5-1, 1-0 in league, the transition from you going from defensive coordinator to head coach has been pretty seamless.
Well, I had a great mentor. You mentioned Coach Sanchez, Richard, just an unbelievable football coach and an even better man. And the whole time I've been coaching football, I was under his tutelage. So he was kind of guiding me, and he taught me a lot about football. I thought I knew the game of football until I met that guy. And he kind of taught me how to, you know, be a head coach over the last few years. And I kind of knew that, you know, with his talent level as being a coach, and you know, colleges are always asking him to, you know, do you want to step up to the next level again? Because he was a coach prior to that. I kind of felt like it might happen. So over the last couple of years, I've been preparing for that. And luckily enough, Saints granted me an interview, and I was prepared, and I was kind of ready for it. And it was very competitive. I mean, I think they opened it up to, you said 60 applicants. I heard over 200 coaches applied for the job. And I feel very fortunate to get the job. And I'll tell you what, I work very hard every day, and sort of my assistant coaches, to make sure we're successful.
You know, I go out to Saints every year and speak to one of their classes out there. And it's amazing. You know, they don't have a lot of land to work with these days, because that's been there for a long period of time. But the facilities have just been, the improved facilities over the last several years are amazing.
Well, our facilities are, you know, par none to anybody else in the county. We just recently built a brand new gymnasium, and it's not only a gym, it's got team rooms, it's got a state-of-the-art athletic training facility, and then just right next door, we built a performing arts center. Also attached to that performing arts center is a weight room, which is obviously very important to our athletic program. And you know, it's just been unbelievable what our president Ed Hearn, along with all the other administrators, have done to raise money and you know, get these facilities built, because you know, it's very important to us, and we're very thankful to have them. And you know, I think our campus is you know, one of the best in the whole county, and very thankful again to be there.
We're visiting with Joe Kramer, the head football coach, St. Augustine. They're hosting Cathedral Catholic tomorrow night out at Mesa College at 7 o'clock. And if you're looking for a great game and a rivalry game, this is definitely the game of the year in San Diego, no question about it. Hey, tell me a little bit about your quarterback, Angelo Peraza. He's having a pretty good year, isn't he?
Well, Angelo is an unbelievable leader, first of all. You know, for some reason, the guys just want to play for that guy. I mean, he's very calm, cool, and collected. No movement is too big for him. He's had a stellar year so far. He's very good at escaping the pocket if there's pressure. He does a great job of counting the numbers in the run game. We do a lot of checking at the line of scrimmage and making sure that the play was called from the sideline, but our offensive coordinator Neil Bright is the right play to be in. And if it's not, Angelo will count the numbers and he'll check us out of it. So he's a very smart kid. He's a committed baseball player for University of San Diego. So he's definitely got that kind of DNA to be a winner, and we're very, very thankful to have him for us.
You know, the one thing I've noticed with the Saints program for, you know, many, many years, I mean, at least so I can speak, probably the last 30 years of watching them play, they have so many guys, and, you know, they have guys that are stars and are all-league players, that it always seems that the Saints play really well together as a team.
Well, we have that brotherhood, and I know, you know, a lot of teams throughout the country and county talk about, you know, we're brothers. We have a brotherhood here on this team, but at Saints, I really believe it's real. And, you know, having the all-boys atmosphere obviously allows our guys to be closer to each other. There's not females on campus, so these guys, you know, I think it enables them to be themselves and get closer to each other, and they really, really love each other. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, I think we break the record for the amount of hugs we have in one day between players hugging each other and hugging coaches. I mean, there's a lot of love going on at the school, but also a lot of accountability. If guys aren't getting it done, or, you know, maybe a guy's having a bad day, they're going to let each other know. And I think that's the hardest part for our youth today is telling guys what they don't want to hear. And so our guys do a great job. We have five captains. they do a wonderful job just kind of leading each other and holding each other accountable. So it's just a perfect atmosphere for a high school football program.
You know, Joe, you guys have given up, I think, 58 points on the year in six games, so you're giving up just under 10 points a ball game. Is the strength of your team defense, or is it just a well-balanced squad all the way around?
Well, I think the defense got a lot of attention early in the year. We have some crazy stats. I mean, we have like 75 TFLs and, I think almost 30 sacks. And there was a game against Otay Ranch earlier in the year where we actually gave up negative yardage on the game. It was like minus 3 yards. But our offense has come such a long way. We had a key injury with Tongi Pongia, our starting offensive guard, going down against Helix. But we've had another guy step up, Gino Campagna, who stepped into that role, and he's been doing a really good job. But I think our offense has gotten better throughout the year and on special teams as well. Our guys just really buy into, doing their job and buying into the game plan. But I think all three phases of our team are strong, but I do think our defense gets a lot of attention. Sean Pomato, our defensive coordinator, does a great job with those guys. And, he definitely comes up with nice game plans and the guys definitely buy in. So I think that's the strength of our team, but I think we are getting better in all three phases of the game.
Hey, when you're going into a game like tomorrow night, and again, it's going to be your first night as the head coach. You've been there on the headset as the defensive coordinator. You've been there, prior to becoming the defensive coordinator, your first couple of years as an assistant. How do you make sure your kids don't go into that game too fired up to where, they're worried about just hitting guys as hard as they can and they forget their responsibilities?
Well, that's something we always talk about. Now, it's just one of those things. We don't have to do any extra hyping up of this game for our kids. They're already ready to play it. They've been thinking about the game for over a year since the last time we played, 364 days ago. And it's definitely one of those things where you don't want to be too hyped. And it's definitely a challenge for us. Normally it's the other way around. You want to make sure that they're ready and they're up and they're ready to go. But I think our kids, first of all, are very, very intelligent. I mean, these guys, we have like five guys on our defense have 4.0 GPA. I mean, these guys understand what this game is, and reading their keys and stuff like that is very, very important. So I don't think it'll be a problem. I think obviously the atmosphere will be incredible. we really want to win the game, and so do they. So it should be a great night of high school football.
Well, hey, Joe, good luck tomorrow night. Thanks so much for coming on, and we'll catch up with you again come playoff time.
Thank you, Coach. I appreciate it. Go Saints.
You're welcome. There you go. Joe Kramer, the head football coach at St. Augustine. Again, that game tomorrow night, Cathedral Catholic coming down the freeway to Mesa College to take on the Saintsmen. That game going to kick off at 7 o'clock, and believe me, it will be a doozy. Well, we're going to go over right now to Braden Suprenant. We're going to get this week's girls volleyball top 10. And, Braden, we had a little bit of an upset over the weekend in the California Challenge.
Yeah, we did, and we'll get to that as we get later into our top 10. But, real quick, the San Diego teams did really well this weekend in the California tournament. They did really well against Southern Section opponents and teams outside the county. So hats off to all the San Diego High School teams that competed in that tournament. Let's start off with number 10, Sage Creek High School up in Carlsbad. They crack our top 10 for the first time this year. They're 26-6 on the year, had some big wins last year. They're going to be a team to be reckoned with later on in the year. Canyon Crest Academy comes in at 9. They drop a couple spots from last week. Del Norte is in at number 8. They're 18-10 on the year. Classical Academy comes in at number 7. La Jolla comes in at number 6. They slowly started to drop after their pretty big start to the season. Bishops comes in at number 5. Scripps Ranch is up at number 4. And then here's the top 3 teams that have been the top 3 teams pretty much the last calendar year and the calendar year before that, as we have La Costa Canyon coming in at number 3. They're 18-5 on the year. And then our top 2 teams in the county, Cathedral Catholic and Torrey Pines. Cathedral Catholic got a 2-0 set win over Torrey Pines this weekend in the California tournament. They're now even at one match apiece this year. But I have Cathedral Catholic at number 2 still. And then Torrey Pines, they only have 3 losses on the year. Two of them are to Mater Dei up in Santa Ana, and one's to Cathedral Catholic. That's a pretty good resume that they have. They stay number one in our top ten.
All right, good job, Braden. I want to remind everyone, I started off the show, and I want to make sure you get qualified. Now, I want you to go to our website, 973thefansd.com, or our Facebook page, 973thefan, and take our little quiz. We got four questions on there. Just take it. No harm, no foul. Just go ahead and take the quiz, and you're automatically going to get qualified to have your name thrown in the hopper for an opportunity to win four tickets to Disneyland. So, again, you can go to our Facebook page, 973thefansd.com, or the Facebook page, 973thefan, and get that all taken out of taken care of, and we'll get you qualified. And, again, we do a pre-show Facebook rundown, Braden and I. You can check that out on our Facebook page. And then once the show's over, if you got some questions you'd like to ask us, we'll do that immediately following the show tonight for about 5 to 10 minutes. Also, our show each and every week brought to you by our good friends at Lolita's. We're going to get to the bottom of the hour, quick timeout. When we come back, we're going to be joined by the other head coach stalking the sidelines tomorrow night at Mesa College, longtime head coach at Cathedral Catholic. Sean Doyle will join Coach John Quintero next.
It's the High School Football Hour with John Quintero, brought to you by Lolita's, San Diego's best Mexican food since 1984. Now huddle up. Here's the coach, John Quintero, on 97.3 The Fan.
Well, as we roll on with the High School Football Hour, Thursday nights right here on 97.3 The Fan, Coach John Quintero, we're going to get right back out and talk to the other gentleman that's going to be stalking the sidelines tomorrow night at Mesa College, 7 o'clock. He's had a remarkable career. I mentioned earlier in the show, he has 197 career high school victories. That's a lot of nights walking up and down the sidelines over the years, and got his team right now at 5-1, 1-0 in Western League play, a big win last week against Madison, who they beat up pretty good. But we're joined right now by Sean Doyle in his 23rd year at Cathedral Catholic. Sean, welcome to the show. Great to have you, and I'm sure you're pretty revved up for tomorrow night.
Thanks, Coach. Great to be here. And, yeah, it's always exciting on a Friday night during high school football season, especially with the Holy Bowl.
What's practice been like? I asked Coach Kramer. He goes, well, you don't have to do a whole lot of extra motivation this week.
Yeah, you know, the kids, they know about this from the time, probably most of them before they get here, because most of them are parochial school kids. So they know this rivalry, and many of them, their parents were in the rivalry. So it's a big week for the kids.
You know, I want to ask you a little bit just about the move, because you were down at Uni for a long time, and then you guys move up a number of years ago to Cathedral Catholic. How did that kind of change your program, or did it change your program? Obviously, you got a beautiful stadium to play in now.
Yeah, the facilities are unbelievable. I think Coach Hamamoto laid down unbelievable groundwork at Uni before I was fortunate to take over for him, and just kept growing the program from there. And then we were looking for athletic facilities, and the bishop was like, I really don't want to split campus, and a lot of the recruiters come around and say a college style campus for us that has just wonderful facilities, and it just, you know, it just kept growing through that time.
Hey, tell us a little bit about your running back, Sean Poma. He kind of came on the scene as a sophomore, and then unfortunately got hurt last year, hurt his knee, but boy, he's come back and had a really nice year. And the other thing, you don't really have to overuse him because you got a pretty good stable of backs, it looks like.
Yeah, we are definitely blessed with some depth this year. He is absolutely unbelievable. We've had a pretty good run of running backs at Uni and Cathedral. You know, a couple of them that played in the NFL and a couple of them that, you know, played major college but not the NFL. And I would put Sean in that class. He is just so powerful, so explosive, has incredible balance. He's just hard to bring down. It's been a blessing to have him. And the guys that are backing him up right now are pretty darn good, too. They just don't get as many times to touch the ball.
You know, let me ask you this, because, you know, everybody knew who he was. I mean, he went crazy towards the end of his sophomore year, and then, like I mentioned, he missed last year getting hurt his knee, and he's come back and played well. How about colleges? Are they starting to get back on him now? Did they ever get off him? Kind of where's it at with him recruiting-wise?
Yeah, it's really starting to pick up right now. You know, I think a lot of guys, you hear a hurt knee and a running back, and those two combinations don't go well together. So talking to some of the coaches, they just wanted to see him in live action, and he's got great film. I mean, we play the likes of LaCosta and Sarah Gardena and Helix and Madison, and he's had great games against every one of those guys. So he's shown the breakaway speed against, you know, a team that has ridiculous speed in Sarah Gardena and the power against a physical team like Helix. So they're starting to jump back in on him.
You know, I watched the game when you guys opened up at LaCosta and you got beat that night. And I think everybody, LaCosta's a good team, obviously. They were ranked up until getting beat last week. They'd been ranked number two the entire year for the most part. But I think a lot of people around San Diego were a little surprised that you guys got knocked off that night. But, boy, you guys have come back and just played some unbelievable football. And I want to kind of go back even before the LaCosta game. How about having to get prepared this year earlier? And, you guys didn't even have a scrimmage, did you?
No, yeah, this year was crazy. You're starting in July so that you get your 10 practices before your scrimmage. And, our scrimmage opponent, we just decided they were low in numbers because of some kids getting dinged up early in practice. And asked if we could cancel it, and I was okay with it. Probably the dumbest thing I've done in a long time, because we just weren't ready, to go into a game without. We looked like a scrimmage against LaCosta, making all the mistakes you normally make that first time out on the field that you have a chance to kind of correct. But the kids, it might have been a blessing in disguise because our kids have been focused ever since and just getting better every week.
We're visiting with Sean Doyle, the head football coach, Cathedral Catholic. Again, his team will be coming down the freeway tomorrow night. They'll be at Mesa College at 7 o'clock in their rivalry game against St. Augustine. Tell me a little bit about DJ Ralph. I've heard a lot about him. I've seen him, watching the games on the internet. It seems like he's starting to get a little bit better feel for your offense.
Definitely. Our offense is a lot different than most other people's. In the wing tee, we do throw a reasonable amount out of it. He has gotten a lot more comfortable back there, and it showed in the Madison game. I think he was 7 of 9, four touchdown passes for over 200 yards or right around 200 yards. Just seeing things a lot better and understanding our play action and everything else. So, we expect pretty big things out of him the rest of the season and next.
I want to go back to a couple of years ago when you won that state championship. What was that feeling like? I mean, that whole week of you guys getting up there to play the championship game, you win the championship game. You've been coaching a long time. You'd won a lot of section championships. But what was it like for you?
It was incredible. It was really one of those dream come true seasons. My son was a senior. He started at corner for us. So not only to be able to, win a state title again, but to have your son on the team with you, just made it that much more special. It was just such a great group of kids. We spend so much time building that family atmosphere and that community within our program, and those special teams, you can really, it's deep. And we have kids at the end of the year telling each other that they love them, and it's not like a lot of kids say nowadays. It seems like it's just like we love you nowadays. But our kids really mean it. It's really unbelievable how close they're getting, and that feeling is coming with this team here. So we'll see how it works out.
You win a state championship two seasons ago. Last year, you end up going 5-7. But, when people look a little bit deeper and realize you had like 9 season-ending injuries, that's a very high amount.
I've been doing this 33 years, Coach, 10 under Coach Alamoto, and I don't think that we have ever suffered like we did last year. I mean, it was, Poma in the first game, played the second game until, at first they didn't think it was anything, ended up being meniscus tear, and they sewed it, so that's what put him out the rest of the season. In the old days, they just cut that thing, and you're back in 2 or 3 weeks, but, now they're sewing those things more, and you're out for a while, and our free safety, a linebacker, it was just one guy after another, and those were season-enderings. That's not the the week to week, you lose a kid for a week, you know, for, you know, little dings here and there. So it was a carousel of players in every position.
You know, I want to ask you a question here, and then I want to ask you a little bit about Saints here in the last minute or so. But, you know, there have been a lot of articles written, and John Maffey had something in there today that, you know, like participation's down like 1.2% in high school football. I had heard a national percentage of that there are 20,000 less kids playing high school football this year than last year, but it's still the most participated sport nationally in the high school ranks. Have you guys found that your numbers are down? And is that something that you and the other coaches in San Diego talk about, and how you're going to continue to promote football?
Our numbers have actually gone the other way. This is the biggest varsity team we've ever had. We have 73 players on our roster, and our JV is right around 40, and we have two freshman teams like we've had for years. The freshman teams are a little bit smaller than they've been in the past, but that happens about every 4 or 5 years, you know what I mean, where instead of the 80 to 100 that we have about 70.